Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
Selina was born into one of England's oldest and most aristocratic families, the Shirley family, that could trace its lineage back to Saxon times. She was destined to become the Countess of Huntington, or Lady Huntington, as she was known. The family was deeply divided, racked by frequent lawsuits over the family's large estate. When she was six, her parents split up. She seems to have fared well in her own disposition, always taking the high road, solidly understanding her sweet temper and honest heart. She was, however, plagued with frequent sickness throughout her life. In 1728, Selina married Theophilus Hastings, a man of class, indicated by the fact that he took part in the coronation of King George III. The couple soon had four children under the age of three. To Selina was given the responsibility of managing their large estate, and the responsibility continued throughout her life. By 1738, Selina was expressing to her friends the meaninglessness of her life. God was stirring. Enter the scene, George Whitefield. Church doors were steadily closing against John and Charles Wesley and George Whitefield, so they began preaching in the fields. Selina, at the outset, was offended by their preaching. Whitefield's emphasis on the inability of the sinner to satisfy God by an upright and respectable way of life and his need of the grace of God cut at the heart of all her previous religious concepts.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.